out of the darkness, shining above me, brighter than morning, you are the sun.
Hello, you're listening to Tessa Suter. You might recognize the Beethoven melody that's taken from her new CD, Beyond the Blue, and we talk to her shortly. And Phil Robson's Immeasurable Code. We hear previously unbroadcast tunes, all on today's jazz lineup. Let's begin with Gilad Atzmon and his new CD, Songs of the Metropolis. In the notes, Atzmon talks of capturing the sound of a city, recognizing the pulse and spirit. He appreciates the resonances of some of the world's greatest cities, and with his Orient House Ensemble, conjures the sound of Vienna.
Thank you.
Vienna from Gilad Atzmon on alto saxophone and the Orient House Ensemble, who are Frank Harrison on piano, Yaron Stavi on bass, and Eddie Hick on the drums. Each city has a particular character, and Gilad cites Vienna as having the charm of sweetness. The new CD, Songs of the Metropolis, is appropriately released on the World Village label, and full of strong compositions executed with great finesse by Gilad and the ensemble. And you can catch the guys on the 10th of February at the Chapel Arts Centre in Bath, and also from the 21st to the 23rd of February at the Pizza Express in London. From an appreciation of some of our finest cities to three of the world's greatest jazz musicians. The Golden Striker Trio is the brainchild of bass legend Ron Carter, and with him are the staggering talents of Russell Malone on guitar and Mulgrew Miller on the piano. The new album catches them live and in fine form, and is simply titled San Sebastian, and this is their version of The Golden Striker. Thank you. From the pen of MJQ pianist John Lewis, that was The Golden Striker from the trio of the same name, led by iconic bassist Ron Carter, with Russell Malone on guitar and the magnificent Mulgrew Miller on piano. Truly high-class music making from these three giants. The album is called San Sebastian and just came out last week on the In and Out label. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online on FM and DAB Digital Radio. The merging of melodies from the classical repertoire into popular song is certainly not a new idea. Borodin's Baubles, Bangles and Beads comes to mind, but Anglo-American vocalist Tessa Suter has her own take on this approach of setting lyrics to familiar classical themes. To tell us more, I'm delighted to welcome Tessa Suter to Jazz Lineup, on the line from the BBC studios in New York. Welcome, Tessa.
Hello.
Do you mind being called Anglo-American?
No, I am actually both.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I became a citizen the other day.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you, yeah.
So the new album is called Beyond the Blue, and it may sound a little disparaging to say that it's not such a new idea, but I think you know what I mean.
Yeah.
There are tunes that have lent themselves very well to the to being jazzed up or to being, you know, transformed into a jazz expression. But what I wanted to ask you is, what's the reaction been when you've presented this idea or that it's come to the fore? Have people been really excited, or have they said, "Oh, not another one," or "Oh, don't touch that holy grail," you know?
Well, it's funny because everybody I've spoken to, like, I don't know, in on the street practically, you know, like in a cafe, and they say, "What's your album?" And I explain. They were, "Oh, wow, that sounds really cool."
Mm.
And a lot of people are, yesterday I had a rehearsal for a gig I've got tomorrow night. Mm. And when we were going through the music, at one point the pianist said, "Wow, Baubles, Bangles and Beads, I didn't know that was classical." So the reaction has been good, I mean, to the idea. And
sure.
Mostly to the product, I think, I don't know, but certainly to the idea.
I think that's...
I wish it had been my idea, by the way. It wasn't, it was the idea of the producer.
Oh, okay, well, that's not bad, is it?
Yeah, it's great.
It's good when someone happens on a good idea that works for you.
Yeah, we're very happy.
And I think it's also nice that you said Baubles, Bangles and Beads was not known as being classical, because it sort of flips the idea as well, doesn't it? So it means it works both ways. You can take something very familiar in the classical world or known in the classical world, and then it becomes more known in a funny sense in a jazz expression.
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. Borodin especially.
These pieces of music are iconic, and you start the album with a really powerful and emotive theme from the second movement of Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, which you title Prelude to the Sun. Now, what made you come up with Prelude to the Sun when you're hearing that bum 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 bum, you know?
Well, I visualized the image, if you like, came to me of the sun rising above the horizons.
Right.
So I just sort of, I noticed actually quite a lot of the songs about weather.
Mm.
In the well, yeah. They mentioned somehow the weather, but the sun, yeah, I just imagined it slowly rising, and yeah. So yeah.
Mm. That sounds interesting. Let's hear a bit of that now.
Out of the darkness, shining above me, brighter than morning, you are the sun. Naked as music, gentle as rain is, you are the song that wakes up. Naked as music, gentle as rain is, you are the song that wakes up my heart. Thank you.
And you've got Steve Coon playing piano, Billy Drummond's on drums, and Joe Locke playing vibes. And I'm going to just say this from the start. The energy on the album is absolutely vibrant, isn't it?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I think it is. I mean, in the studio as well, when we, because we were kind of making it, sort of making it up as we went along. Not mm-hmm. Prelude to the Sun, which Joe mm-hmm. actually arranged mm-hmm. the night of the first. We did it in 2 days, and mm-hmm. that evening of the first thing, he brought it in the next day. But otherwise, all the arrangements were kind of created, if you like, in mm-hmm. the moment.
Okay.
I mean, I gave everyone the music, and then people like batted ideas around and or crushed other people's ideas and said, oh no, I don't think that's a good idea, I think we should do it like this. And mm-hmm. but it was a very exciting way to work, because it felt very old school. So mm-hmm. I always kind of like to lay out a kind of a story, if you like, of a song, so that then inspires the people. But not really. I mean, with The Lamp Is Low, I thought of that little kind of vampy sort of pattern at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I might say something like, I want this to be spooky, or actually Darkness of Your Eyes, which is up-tempo. That mm-hmm. was the producer's idea. He wanted, right. He up-tempoed quite a few songs.
Well, we're going to come to the Darkness in Your Eyes after this next one, which is Chiaroscuro. Where did that title come from? And that's based on Albinoni's Adagio in G minor.
It's somehow I felt like there was darkness and light in behind the meaning of the lyric, because everything I write is always very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's how. And I liked the not obscurity, I wouldn't like to say, but I liked the you know, you can't quite put your finger on what's this one about, like you had to ask.
Sure, sure.
So I think I like things that aren't too kind of blatantly obvious, but I am saying that. I don't even know the meaning of it myself. So,
but it's a nice word, that's for sure.
It is. It's a beautiful word. And plus, it's Italian, and Albinoni's Italian. So yes. I think it was all combined.
Touching the light that love makes, I find you in the darkness, knowing the soft of your skin, feeling your heartbeat within. I'm moved by the hold of your hand, the warmth of a woman and man together, held in the quiet of your embrace, touched by the soft of your face, watching the deep of your sleep, hoping that you're mine to keep, holding the love that's been born up to the light of the dawn. embrace. Touched by the softness of your face. Watching the deep of your sleep. Hoping that you're mine to keep. Holding the love that's been born. Up to the light of the dawn.
You're listening to Tessa Suter on the line from the BBC studios in New York. So you said that the idea came from Tessa O'Hara, who is the producer of the record. And do you listen to a lot of classical music? Like, if I said if there's one period in classical music that you really love, who do you listen to?
When I first heard the Chopin's Prelude in E minor on Steve's album, which is the one that started it, and actually had already started writing lyrics to that before Mr. O'Hara suggested the idea. So, I mean, I wasn't thinking of a whole album, but I definitely wanted to write lyrics to that song. So I was sort of very dilettante in my, I mean, I grew up, I played the piano from 8 until 12, and of course that was all classical repertoire, but it was things like Fur Elise and, you know, I can't even remember.
But this project must have brought you closer to the original classical pieces.
It did, because I had to do a huge amount of research to find songs that I was going to be able to write lyrics to that I could actually mean.
It's lovely that the album has, you know, taken you into this territory and allowed you to investigate some music that you can be interested in and get something out of it from another angle, you know, and possibly it may lead you down the road of investigating further into that music or just enjoying it more.
Absolutely, but yeah, absolutely.
What's next for this project? Are you taking it out on the road? Are you, you know...
Well, I've been on the road with it in America, and I mean, I'm coming to London. I wouldn't say I'm sort of actively on the road with it, but I'll be in London, and I'm going to Geneva as well.
Okay. When are you coming to London?
I'm going to be in London on the 9th and the 10th of February at Pizza Express, and I'm very excited about that. Bringing with me, actually, Lynn Arial, who's also on the label, and playing with fabulous London musicians, Jim Hart, Winston Clifford, Alec Dankworth. So I'm very excited, looking forward to that.
Well, we're going to finish off with a piece you mentioned earlier, familiar to listeners as Fauré's Pavane, which you've given the title The Darkness in Your Eyes. It's taken very differently, isn't it? It's the tempo is brought up and
yeah, and I actually conceived it with a similar tempo to the original. And that is one of the ones that Tetsuo O'Hara said, oh, no, we must swing, we've got to swing it.
And I think it's lovely that in this version it sort of turned it on its head, because in a sense doing it in the same time and taking it really as a ballad or as a gentle piece in that way is quite the obvious approach. And so,
yes.
So shaking that up, bringing the swing to it and retaining the quality that's so powerful in the melody, I think really, really works. So
yeah, I agree. I think it did work.
Big tick to your producer there.
I know. He was really inspired. He was also very inspired on the day. We were all like pogoing around the room, you know, when we would go out to listen to things. We were almost pogoing. It was really funny.
Yeah. Tessa, thank you very, very much. Lovely speaking to you.
You too.
Reflected in the darkness of your eyes, it seems that I belong to you. And in the tender shelter of your arms, I'll always love and long for you. Kiss, a wordless song of love.
The Darkness in Your Eyes, taken from Four Ace Pavan, and that's featured on Tessa's new album, Beyond the Blue. Thank you, Tessa. And Tessa Suter's album, Beyond the Blue, is out now on Motema Records. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph. Saxophonist Mark Lockhart releases a new CD where he takes a unique look at the world of Duke Ellington. The album is called Ellington in Anticipation and features a British all-star seven-piece band. This is Lockhart's imaginative version of Take the A-Train.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take the A Train from the mind and saxophone of Mark Lockhart from his new CD, Ellington in Anticipation. The band features Seb Roachford on the drums, Liam Noble on piano, and James Alsop on clarinet. Ellington in Anticipation is out now on the Subtone label, and you can catch these guys at Turner Sims Hall in Southampton on the 5th of February. Staying with the talent residing on these shores, pianist John Turville teams up with vocalist Bridget Beraha. The album pairs these two artists for a workout on standards, with the legendary tenor of Bobby Wellens making a worthy appearance. The CD is called Red Skies and is due for release later this month, with an album launch at the Pizza Express in Soho, London. This is their version of Jobim's Desafinado.
Love is like a never-ending melody. Poets have compared it to a symphony. A symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song of love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch. Now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. Seems to me you've changed the tune we used to sing. Like the bossa nova loves to swing. We used to harmonize two souls in perfect time. Now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. So what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Tune your heart to mind the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're bound to sing in tune again before too long. There'll be no desafinado when your heart belongs to me completely. Then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me, along with me. Have compared it to a symphony conducted by the lighting of the moon. But our song love is slightly out of tune. Once your kisses raised me to a fever pitch. Now the orchestration doesn't seem so rich. Seems to me you've changed the tune we used to sing. Like the bossa nova love should swing. We used to harmonize two souls in perfect time. Now the song is different and the words don't even rhyme. Cause you forgot the melody our hearts would always croon. So what good's a heart that's slightly out of tune? Tune your heart to mind the way it used to be. Join with me in harmony and sing a song of loving. We're about to sing in tune again before too long. There'll be no desafinado when your heart belongs to me completely. Then you won't be slightly out of tune. You'll sing along with me. You'll sing along with me. You'll sing along with me. Do 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 do
Desafinado from the voice of Bridget Berha and the piano of John Turville, recorded at the Arte Suono studio in Italy. And remember, the album is officially released at the Pizza Express Jazz Club on Sunday the 17th of February, hosted by their label Splashpoint. So get down there. You're listening to Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, online on FM and digital radio. When Phil Robson's Immeasurable Code Quintet toured the UK, we dropped in to record his set at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh in September of last year. We've already broadcast the first part, so let's visit the second half and hear two tunes from that set. Julian Arguiles is on saxophone, Gareth Locrane is on flutes, Ewan Burton is on bass, and he was standing in for Mike Janish. Ernesto Simpson is on drums, and Phil Robson the guitar. This is a Robson original called The Instant Message. Thank you.
the instant message, and we're going to carry on with a ballad which features our amazing flautist Gareth Lucrane.
Thank you.
A Serenade, played by Phil Robson's Immeasurable Code, with Julian Arguiles on saxophone, Gareth Locrane on flutes, Ewan Burton on bass, and Ernesto Simpson on the drums. And Phil Robson was playing the guitar. That set was recorded at the Jazz Bar in Edinburgh in September of last year. From a local guitar hero of international standing to American saxophone colossus Odeen Pope. Pope's pedigree stems from his time with master drummer Max Roach and the fact that he has led his own groups for over 30 years. His latest album features the adept and confident bass of Lee Smith and the brilliant clarity of Billy Hart on drums. Here they are on Fresh Breeze.
Thank you.
The tenor sax of Odine Pope and Fresh Breeze from the new CD called Odine's Three, with Lee Smith on bass and Billy Hart on drums. Pope, now in his mid-70s, plays brimming with ideas, and this trio set has a strength of delivery and urgency that makes the music all the more engaging. The album is out now on the In and Out label. We end today's show with bassist Mark Johnson's latest offering. The jazz world is no stranger to the virtuoso playing of Johnson, who first cut his teeth playing with piano legend Bill Evans. He joined us a little while back to play duet with pianist wife Eliane Elias, and to our delight releases Swept Away on the ECM label. Joining him are Joe Lovano on tenor sax, Joey Barron on the drums, and composer of all the tunes on this recording, Eliane Elias, playing piano. Here they are on Midnight Blue. The Pensive Blues of bassist Mark Johnson and Midnight Blue from his ECM release of 2012 swept away. The distinctive and distinguished sound of Joe Lovano on tenor sax, composer and pianist Eliani Elias, and leader Mark Johnson on bass, delivering a strong set with the cream of the New York elite. Well, that's it for this week. Jazz on 3 tomorrow night features saxophonist and BBC New Generation artist Trish Clues in performance with her Nonet, featuring pianist Gwilym Simcock and an improvising string quartet. Check out Jazz tomorrow night for that, and I'll be back next week for a tribute to jazz giant Dave Brubeck. Till then, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.